This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into pudding! We'll tear your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective, with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change. Without passion and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out.
Coming up on this edition of Turnbuckle Trash, Ajay, Dave, and Zane discuss the shakeup. Zane gets on the safe box and shoots. Cena and Nikki get naked. Is Roman really doing his job? Lucha Underground, Impact, ROH, and more, all coming up on this edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
This isn't a social event. This is a competition where there's one winner. You don't see the outfits before a fight playing with jacks and juice boxes. No, they talk trash and they beat the crap out of each other.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Turnbuckle Trash. We are officially post-Undertaker era.
That's sad, isn't it?
Man.
Sad.
It's a different feeling. You think about the great ones in other sports who retired, Lou Gehrig, Derek Jeter, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan. And every time sports fans of that genre, whether it's baseball or football with Peyton Manning or something to that effect, everybody said it felt different. Well, for the WWE universe, for the wrestling universe as a whole, it feels different. Almost feels like there's an emptiness. Now, we've had a great wrestler retire before, Dave, Edge, Daniel Bryan, though he's still part of the thing. Mick Foley, though he's still part of the thing. Stone Cold was a huge loss. Feels different, though. There's a huge hole, and we can't fill it. Even though, and that's saying something for a guy who appeared once a year.
Yeah. Right around WrestleMania the last few years, he always doing something. So,
WWE crowd in New Jersey was lit in Raw. Just awesome. One of the best crowds. In fact, Triple H tweeted out after that Raw, that was one of the best after WrestleMania crowds he has ever witnessed. And that is saying something because the crowd at Citrus, Florida, which was 2 years ago, was awesome. So credit to you, NJ. You got something going for you besides the Brooklyn Nets sucking at basketball.
They are bad, aren't they? And the Knicks. Oh, geez.
And not to mention, guess what? That Brooklyn's first pick, that's that top three picks, going to Boston. So you guys are really going somewhere in life over there, Brooklyn. Keep it up.
Way to go, Bubba.
So here we go, Raw, New Jersey, and then, by the way, we had some serious shakeup results.
When they did the shakeup, it was huge stuff.
Yeah, and you know, usually you see maybe one or two stars kind of flip-flop to another brand. This year it was huge, and it's going to affect a lot of title changes, I think. I think it's going to affect a lot of storylines in a good way, and I'm excited to see what the future holds now.
You know, to me, the ones that moved to Raw that I think are the biggest accusations for Raw, The Miz and Maurice. They're already into, you know, something with Dean Ambrose right now. Bray Wyatt coming over
big.
To Raw, the big. I don't know what they have planned for him as of yet. And then when you look at on the lady side, Alexa Bliss. I know she's only 5 foot tall, but she works the microphone. She's a great worker in the ring. I think it's great. I think that's probably the biggest moves as far as major talent. Then you've got, you know, Mickie James and Apollo Crews and Kalisto, Heath Slater and Rhino. I love them too, but I just think Alexa Bliss, The Miz and Maurice, Dean Ambrose, and then Bray Wyatt are probably the ones I'm going, whoa.
First time in his career, at least for Sin Cara, he's moving brands. Tell me about your thoughts on him moving from SmackDown, or excuse me, moving to SmackDown from Raw. Really? You used to be a big fan of Sin Cara, if I remember right.
I have a Sin Cara mask.
Yeah, then you're a huge fan. So no surprise, no.
He hasn't done anything since the loot, you know, when he was with Kalisto, and then he was competing on 205 Live for a while. I don't see him making much of an impact on SmackDown. I don't.
Two more people I want to ask you about. Charlotte Flair. She also moves to SmackDown. What does that do for the Divas?
They're going to immediately, and they've already started a feud with Charlotte and Naomi. Feel the glow, baby. I love Feel the Glow.
We'll talk about that.
I love Feel the Glow.
What about Kevin Owens?
KO, wherever he goes.
Can he still make the impact he did on Raw?
As the face of the United States Championship from Canada, yeah, KO. I've just been a big, big fan of his work for a long, long time, and he just works the microphone. And even when he is in the ring, he's always got that running commentary going, and just good stuff.
Well, let's get right into it. WWE Raw was just nuts, and Braun Strowman was the headliner of this whole entire chaotic scene. First of all, Roman Reigns has, at least it's been rumored and reported, that he has an injury on I believe a separated shoulder. Is that right?
Yeah, that and maybe that could be a work. I don't know. He wasn't.
He looked like he was in pain though.
Yeah, they had him sit out at least 1 week. That was from the ambulance tip that everybody was going so crazy for. You know, when they did this, I was watching Raw and I saw the Strowman flipping over the ambulance, and I'm just saying, oh, that was a nice spot, and maybe because I'm realistic.
Would you really need to stop as we talk about this? God.
I was going, oh, I bet there's some people out there think that it really did it. And there was actually an online petition trying to get him, have charges pressed against him for doing that. And, you know, there are still marks in this world that think everything is real. And some of the people were getting into that. But still, you know, it was an impressive little stunt that they do live. Yeah. It was cool.
Roman Reigns got chucked around like a rag doll all night long from Strowman. And that's not the only thing Strowman decided to destroy. As him and Big Show were in a nice little tug and rug.
Oh, yeah, this
whatever
fast
reason,
night.
Big Show decides to climb to the top of the rope. And you know where that's going to go. Braun Strowman decides to join him at the top of the rope. And now you know where it's really going to go.
Uh-huh.
A suplex off the top of the rope destroys the ring. And if you haven't seen it, you can log on to the following: CNN, YouTube, ESPN, Fox News. You want me to keep going?
Go ahead. I mean, it was impressive.
Entertainment E channel had it as well. Total Divas played it all over the place a couple times. It was everywhere. This whole report or at least the video of Strowman and the Big Show. By the way, what's the combined weight of those two? Do you know?
It would be probably around 800 pounds.
800?
Yeah.
That, and the best part, and I just want to kind of delve, I've watched it maybe 150 times.
Uh-huh.
But the best part of it is the ref standing at the left side of the ropes, and he's just waiting for them to land. That's all, I mean.
That's all.
And then all of a sudden you see the ring collapse, the ropes collapse, and he has nothing to fall back on, and he just falls right off. He plays it so well because he plays it out and just lays there. Doesn't move.
Right.
But
he hit pretty hard.
You see where Big Show, as he lands and he sees the ring fall apart, he looks over at the ref and he sees him fall off, and he's like, oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
The crowd just went ballistic.
Yeah, and that's
so
not
good.
The first time that they've done this.
No, not
Henry
at all.
Henry and the Big Show. Brock Lesnar in the Big Show.
Okay, so when this ring falls apart, staged or real? Because that's 800 pounds, by the way, that landed on that mat. There's no way.
Staged.
It was really well staged. Can
it
I just
was.
Say that?
I
the reaction from the
I
referee,
agree.
The two wrestlers, and even the cameraman. If you see that, there's so many angles of it, you get to see the cameraman. One of them kind of just jumps back, almost as like startled by it. Michael Cole's reaction was phenomenal.
You know, they might not have told the camera guys. They might not have told Michael Cole.
I don't think Michael Cole knows. Remember, yeah. Michael Cole does not like to know the results to matches because he likes to, you know,
right.
His reaction wants to be raw and real.
And JR was the same way.
Which was awesome. Wow.
Yeah, it was a cool spot.
And that crowd loved it.
Yeah, they did. But I would say it was staged just because it's happened before. And I love the reaction that's getting, you know, all over social media, but it's happened several times before. And but it was a great spot. Great spot. And I'm telling you, the match itself, two huge men.
Oh god.
Now you've stood next to the Big Show.
Oh, you have to remind me.
And he's
of this.
twice of you, right?
I appreciate you reminding me.
Yeah,
of this.
I mean, but he's a huge man. And
his hand alone. Yeah.
How big was his hand?
Oh, my gosh. He put his hand on my shoulder, and it gulped my whole entire shoulder. His thumb went down to the backbone of my shoulder. I mean, unreal.
Huge.
I was like, sir, please take your hand off of me before you, like, crush my shoulder.
And Braun Strowman's just a little bit shorter than the Show.
Barely.
And the Show is in the best shape of his career.
The suplex was unreal.
The suplex was unreal. Then they did some arm drags.
Yep.
They were doing power moves. Each one got their move in, a choke slam that was kicked out of. As far as a huge man match, I loved every minute of it. I'm sitting there saying, why wasn't this on the pay-per-view?
Yeah.
It should have been. And now, you know, they're trying to set up with Roman Reigns. But it did remind me, and I think I was telling you earlier, about an incident at an independent show that
Show. Oh, tell the crowd, please.
Okay, now I'm back in Missouri. This is a little town outside of Montgomery City, Missouri, right outside of St. Louis. Really small town. And I'm working at a radio station there, and a guy shows up, and he says, look, we're coming in to a local bar, and we are going to put on an event. Would the radio station like to be part of it? And I said, well, yes and no. We got to have advertising money, and they agreed to pay us a little bit of a fee, and we got some tickets to the event. They asked me to come there to help out with some of the announcing and stuff, and it was pretty cool. So we're at this bar, and I got to tell you, this is a seedy place. I'm not a drinker, but I'd go there because they had a pretty good restaurant, and they had Quonset huts in the back, and that's where the ring was set up, inside this huge Quonset hut. And so the very first match comes out. So I'm going with the PA system as a guy comes into the ring and said, and coming in from West Memphis, Arkansas, he weighs in at 275 pounds, reading the script. He is the Western Arkansas champion. I give his name. Well, this guy comes out. He's got a beer gut on him. He doesn't have wrestling tights on. He has sweats, blue sweats, and his gut is hanging over.
Nice.
But he has the championship belt.
Nice.
Okay. So he's getting up there, and he's strutting around a little bit. And UCW is so much better in Salt Lake City, so I'll tell you that. Anyway, then they give me the script, and I can't remember where he was from. I'm thinking they're saying he was from Los Angeles or something. Coming in from Los Angeles, California, he weighs 475 pounds, and this guy comes out from the back. He was probably 6'4" in every direction. This man was huge, and then he had a mohawk dyed green on top of his head, and it stood up another 6 to 8 inches. Scary-looking dude. I mean, he is huge. Huge. So I introduce him. The crowd's going, oh, scary dude. Okay. So the referee gets up in the little ring, and I'm standing right next to the Missouri Athletic Commissioner, one of the people on the Missouri Athletic Commissioner, because they have to make sure everything is safe.
Sure.
And for some reason, he was not happy at this point. They get into the ring. They do that referee's tie-up, that collar and elbow. And the big guy with the mohawk, he pushes this champion back into the corner. And all of a sudden, boom!
No
way. The ring collapsed. the ring collapsed. First match, it was the first match of the event. The commissioner looks at me, says a few thousand. He sounded like Jim Cornette on his podcast. I mean, he was saying so many cuss words, it was unreal. And he said, I'm shutting this down. And he did. He would not allow them to have the show.
Really?
The promoter and him were going at it right next to me. I mean, they were almost into fisticuffs. They were calling each other every name in the book. And this is outside of the crowd. I mean, this wasn't part of the show. This was real life here. The ring had collapsed. They started giving people refunds as they're stowing out. So finally, the promoter comes up and he says, dude, I'm sorry. We just can't do it on. So by that time, some of the wrestlers themselves had come in from the back and they had propped up the ring. They made it where it was steadier. And they started practicing. And some of the people that hung around, got to see what they did for practicing, running the ropes. And they even put on an impromptu match for a couple of people. And one guy even had a boa constrictor with him, like Jake the Snake.
Oh, man.
And he was taking pictures with people all over the crowd. But it was the funniest thing, watching that ring go, boom. And this athlete, the guy from the Athletic Commission of Missouri, I don't know if I've ever seen anybody that hot in my life. He was so mad. Shut it down. I mean, they had to give refunds to everybody, and they only had a crowd of like 250 there, but still, it was hilarious. So I saw it happen.
How
in
long
real
do you
life.
Think it takes to put that ring back together? I mean, so like for the WWE, I mean, I know they weren't able to do it at by the way, that's hilarious.
I mean, it was.
just to think of. Right.
I mean, you can hear
no.
it.
Oh, no.
Boom.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Anyway. But how long do you think it takes to put a ring like that back together?
You know, I really don't know how long it takes to put the ring up. If you listen to our podcast with the MK Bandit, we were talking about, we're gonna do a show with him talking about some of the specifics. That's going to be coming up in the future. Well, we'll talk to MK Bandit about some of the specifics, how long it takes to set up a ring, who puts up the ring, and I'll tell you, it's the wrestlers. They put up
really?
The ring, yes. I was actually watching something on the WWE Network, and they were showing just in the background, Charles Robinson, the official, the blinded guy, Little Nate, putting up the ring. And then they, and especially in the smaller promotions, the wrestlers themselves put up the ring, cut down on expenses. They've been doing that for years.
Wow.
How long it takes to get the ring up. But MK is going to also talk to us about some of the other things, about booking. How do you book a match? How do you, especially with independents, how do you get heat from the crowd when they don't get to see these guys on TV all the time?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about when you do TV, how are you telling the story? Because he's got a great wealth of information. He works on the independent circuit. He works with several different promotions. And the MK Bandit and... That's going to be coming up in a future show. Zane's been working on that. And by the way, if you go back to our website and you check out that entire interview, he was at WrestleMania this year. And fascinating stories about what happened at Orlando outside of the WWE. Just really good stuff. Recommend anybody check that out. Fantastic stuff. So that's coming up in the future.
I can't wait.
I can't either.
I know, really. That's awesome.
I'm just excited about it because he does have a wealth of knowledge. And then we're also going to try to get some other competitors on, maybe some independents. And I think MP is going to help us get some independents from outside of Utah to come on the podcast with us. So fun.
Let's go back to Braun Strowman. The injury to Roman Reigns. Obviously, and if it is real, it's going to give him some time off. Good or bad for Roman?
Bad.
You remember after the WrestleMania, he got booed, and he got booed loudly.
If he is, and then you got to add into the fact that his brother just died too.
Yeah,
yeah. Rosie just passed away this past week, and so I'm sure they're going to give him a little bit more time off before the event. And I'm sure there's going to be some sort of thing that he's going to do for his brother in the ring.
And really, because for Roman, he's probably going to be competing against Brock Lesnar at some time for a championship. At least that's what you...
Payback, maybe.
So for him, I mean, he's had a lot go on in the last month.
Yeah.
And so hopefully he gets a chance to gather himself and then reset.
But give Roman Reigns credit.
Sure.
That crowd was brutal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Brutal.
Let him have it.
And, you know, if you watched it really close, you looked him... And you could see him turn his face and he says, I got the crowd eating out of my hand. He said that to somebody on the floor.
Yeah.
And then all he says was, I can't remember what he said when he left. I'm the big dog now or something.
This is my backyard now.
Yeah. It was very short, sweet, to the point. And Zane and I are saying that they probably need, because... Brock Lesnar probably is going to be a part-timer, to have Roman kind of take that heel turn, Paul Heyman be his manager.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Ooh. And if you want juice within your career, you get Paul Heyman on your side, you're going to get there. That's what Paul Heyman does. You know, you think back to that Monday night when Roman Reigns walked into the ring, I think he listened to... four different chants in a span of about 8-9 minutes. He didn't say a word for about 8 to 9 minutes.
Oh, no, it was.
He let
was
the crowd talk.
Perfect.
And for fans who think, oh, you know, we got him, you know, we're hurting his feelings. Like Roman Reigns said, he loves it. If you're saying that to him, he's winning.
Yeah.
He's got him. That's exactly what he wants.
You, as a performer, you want crowd you feed off the reaction. Crowd.
Yep.
Negative. Are positive. If they're reacting to you, you've done your job.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If they're going crickets, nothing.
Yeah, you got to get something out of it. And I think Roman Reigns, who is somewhat, I wouldn't say he's a mouthy superstar, but I thought he played it off really well. Gave the crowd plenty of time to get what they wanted out of their system.
Yeah.
Then reacted, said a little piece, got out of there. And
it was perfect.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about this Brock. And by the way, ESPN has reported, and it's been confirmed, that Brock Lesnar will no longer fight with the UFC. He's done. Which is good if you're a WWE guy, because that means maybe you can just, you know, maybe you can get more out of him than what you are now. But he's no longer with the UFC, though.
Yeah. So. It all depends on how much money he wants to make.
Oh, yeah, he's the money, and he's making plenty.
Yeah.
Either way, he's still making bank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me about, we talked about who moved, from SmackDown, who moved to Raw. Tell me about, I believe it's Mora.
Nakamura?
Yes.
Shinsuke Nakamura moves up from NXT.
What's your feelings on this one?
Well, Shinsuke Nakamura, the king of hard style, he's a huge star in Japan. He went to, ROH, then he signed on with the NXT developmental. He's been feuding with the glorious Bobby Roode, and they moved him up. He's got a great entrance. I will tell you that the violin playing, the crowd doing the chant, and then him doing whatever he does. I don't know what it is. I even put it on Facebook. Am I the only one already sick of his stick? Because he comes out in red leather and he looks like a Michael Jackson wannabe. And he might be the second ugliest man on the face of the earth. I mean, this man is homely, okay? I'm sorry. I mean, I put myself as the ugliest, but he is. I'm just not a big fan, okay? His in-ring work is good. I mean, he is a very stiff competitor, it looks like.
Hey, speaking of entrances,
uh-huh.
How about the Total Divas? I believe it's Naomi. And the whole glow thing, I know you talked about this earlier. Are you liking it? I love it.
And then I actually was on my own demand service, and I watched the episode of Total Divas, and you know I'm not a big fan of that show.
Yes, you are. Go ahead, continue.
Anyway,
you are a fan.
It was the one where Naomi was getting ready to show the Feel the Glow. It was her idea to the WWE creative staff and all the headaches and all that. She was so nervous about putting it together. And fascinating television. I love the entrance, though. She's such a good dancer. And then you get the black light. And then they put the extensions in her hair with the neon green.
Okay, you need to calm down. Jeez, you're looking at me with some wide eyes. It's really creeping me out. Stop. I will talk to Teresa about this if you can't calm down.
Glow, baby. Feel the glow.
Okay, yeah, fine.
Feel the glow.
Yeah. Teresa, you there? Yeah, hey, we got an issue with Dave. I'll talk to you when we get done with the show and you can handle it from there. Thanks.
I'm feeling the glow.
Your wife's not happy.
Coming up on Turnbuckle Trash, we'll talk to Zane about his thoughts about the shakeup, and Zane gets on his soapbox for a little shoot segment. It's all coming up on this edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
Hey, MSR.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, do you like geeky things?
I love geeky things, Chunky Larry.
How much do you love geeky things?
I would say at least a 7.
A 7? That's
yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
I have a few places on the internet I go to.
The one place you want to go on the internet is geeksoftheindustry.com, because it's got geeks at the beginning.
Oh, that's a good point. Geeksoftheindustry.com, you say. What is that? What is that about? What is that?
Well, you know, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got cartoons, movies, music, video games, wrestling. You know, anything that's geeky that you're into, you'll probably be able to find at geeksoftheindustry.com.
I can watch all of those things?
No. It's a podcast website. You listen to things.
Oh.
Ooh, podcasting. You can download them from the website, or you can, you know, subscribe to one of the shows on Stitcher or iTunes.
What was that website again?
That's geeksoftheindustry.com, my good friend.
I'm going to go right now.
Yeah, sorry, my brother. You've got to get your own.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Wait for the signal. Wait for it. Let's go.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
It's Turnbuckle Trash, and joining me on the phone right now is my man, Zane Peterson. Zane O'Mac, what's going on, my friend?
You know, it's sad, but it's okay. You have to stay on the phone. You know, it used to just be something you said with Juice, you know, but now Juice is the one that gets to go in the studio with you, and I have to be the one recording long distance.
Yeah, we live a few miles apart, and we're still trying to work out this computer thing situation. I'm not a computer literate kind of guy, and I've been working on it, and just I got to get some help.
You know, that was, we're just not settled yet. You know, big shakeup, big move for my family, and we're still working on getting settled. So, all my computer stuff's still packed away.
Oh,
I can't even help you.
No, you haven't been that much of a help in the first place. Hey, you I was only serious, by the way. Shake-ups are lives. How about this WWE shake-up? Kind of like the draft they did a couple of years ago, but they kind of moved some talent around. Go ahead.
I think I like the draft a little bit better. Everybody just kind of showed up on their, they didn't really even announce anything, did they?
Well, they did it on Monday night, and then they said tune in to SmackDown the next night to see who's going to be on that, and it was like anticlimactic, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it really was. That's why I liked the draft. You remember one draft that sticks out in my mind was when John Cena got drafted to SmackDown. Then at the end of the night, he got drafted back to Raw. kind of silly. But the draft I always liked because, even though it's phony as all get out, it was still fun.
Yeah, I think they'll probably go back to something like that if they do something like this next year, which is a good way after WrestleMania to kind of shake things up a little bit. The biggest names were Kevin Owens, who is now on the SmackDown roster, and then also the Shining Stars, but they changed up their gimmick a little bit. And the New Day moves over, but Kofi Kingston is injured, so they're not using the New Day right now. Rusev was moved over to SmackDown with Lana, but Rusev is injured, so they're not using him right now. So they're all on SmackDown, and then The Miz, Maurice, and Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt, Mickey James, Heath Slater and Rhino, they're the big names that moved over to Raw. So they did kind of shake things up a little bit.
You know, it seems that there's going to be some good feuds on Raw with Dean Ambrose. It looks like things are shaping up real good for him over there. I was wondering about that move for him, but I think it'll be good. I want to see Dean. I don't see any reason why he should not be in the main event. He's such a. I just like the heck out of that guy.
And then with Maurice and The Miz over there, they're already setting up a program between those two.
Yes.
But I'm wondering what they're going to do with Bray Wyatt now.
I don't know. Why did they and Eric Rowan? Why did they separate them again? I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
The rumor mill is that they moved Bray Wyatt over by himself so that he can. And they're going to separate Matt and Jeff, and he's going to feud with Broken Matt. That's what the rumor mills are stirring.
Okay, so they're going to bring back the Broken Matt character?
Mm-hmm. And they're going to let Jeff do his own thing, be a singles competitor. They're going to break him up pretty soon. As soon as they can get this broken thing settled, they're going to let Jeff do the charismatic enigma.
Yeah.
And let him do his charismatic enigma thing, and then the Broken Matt will feud with Bray Wyatt.
Well, they did, between the two of them, they were having a little Twitter war anyway for a long time. When the Broken Matt first started out, they would tweet each other all the time. So maybe this will work.
Yeah, I think it'll work. But then what do you do after the feuds are done? Do the Hardys team back up again, or do they leave and go back somewhere else? You know, I guess they could probably drag a feud like that out for a year.
Oh, they can do that very easily. Then you've got this summer, this coming Sunday, when we're recording this, it's right before Payback, and you're going to have Bray Wyatt against Randy Orton in this, what is it, the House of Horrors match that they're talking about now?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, how are they going to be able to end this feud with Bray Wyatt and Randy? That's what I don't know.
I don't know. It's a strange deal. And did you notice another thing? Here we have a pay-per-view, and guess what? Our Universal Champion isn't going to be there because he's a part-timer.
That's amazing, isn't it? You're not a big Lesnar fan, are you? I'm not either, so.
You know, I am not a big Lesnar fan, and I'm not a big part-timer fan. When you got guys like AJ Styles out there busting his friggin' butt and these guys at house shows, you know, those are the guys that need, you know, can I go on a rant here? Are you okay with that?
Go on a rant.
Okay. I saw a thing the other day that talked about, I can't remember who posted it. It was a social media link or something. And it talked about it was like 20 tops WWE superstars and their salaries. And what they get, you know, I guess most people know now that WWE superstars are responsible for a lot of their own travel and a lot of their own costs incorporated with their travel and things like that. But, like, John Cena was way up at the top. I think he gets, like, I think it was, like, $10 million a year, and he gets to use Vince McMahon's private jet and so on and so forth. And Brock Lesnar was way up there, too. And but, like, AJ Styles, I think he was at, like, $800,000 or something like that, which, you know, to you and me, that's a heck of a lot of money, and I'm sure coming from TNA where he probably wasn't even making a third of that. That's a lot of money for him too. And then it says that he gets like travel expenses paid for, but he still, that doesn't mean he gets a private jet or anything. That means that they help him or they pay for his airline tickets and stuff. But AJ Styles has, does he have three kids or four kids?
I think it's four.
And so you got a family man out there, you know, on the road 300 nights a year away from his family competing, and then you have Brock Lesnar who shows up for three pay-per-views a year and makes more money than him and doesn't have to show up at all. That's what frustrates me. And that was what got like Ryback and some of those guys. That's what pissed them off is they didn't feel like they were getting compensated enough for when these part timers show up and get paid a lot more money than them. But I guess in the end, it's all about selling tickets, right?
Yeah. Who's the one that's gonna make people want to go put butts in the seats and make people want to watch on TV?
You've got to have your jobbers
out there.
We saw Brock Lesnar in Salt Lake City. That was a surprise to me.
Right.
And I think that was a surprise to a lot of people because, you know, they advertised super. He was advertised on the card, and we were like, yeah, right. There's no way Brock will be there. But he was.
Yeah, against the Big Show.
Yep. So,
okay.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, @TurnbuckleTrash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at WPFpod@gmail.com. Again, that's WPFpod@gmail.com.
Is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
The greatest wrestler in the history of wrestling? He was so good that he wore an outfit with the words fair play written across it. Like, I'm so good, I don't even need to cheat to beat you. It's kind of my idol.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
I sentenced them to deletion.
Depends over to diapers.
Delete.
Renee Young,
Dean Ambrose. How does a guy that ugly? And he's not cute. And don't even try. That ugly. Get a sweetheart like Renee Young.
Well, look at your own wife.
Well,
answer the question.
I know. She's not cute at all. And I'm
your
amazing,
wife's darling.
Okay, and I'm amazing, and she's not. I know.
Yeah.
I don't know how she did
He married up. Albert, you know, once again, I'm going to go back to another episode.
Please.
I can't remember if it was Total Divas or Total Bellas. There was an episode where they were with Renee's parents in Canada. Or maybe they flew out to L.A. or something. Anyway, they were at an outdoor restaurant, right? You know, sitting outside. And some drunk reached over and grabbed Renee's hat. And then Dean Ambrose freaked out and went after the guy. Renee was just, you know, she was livid that he would do that because she didn't know if he had a gun or anything. But he got her hat back. I thought it was very macho of him.
Alberto and Paige.
Alberto, El Patron, and Paige. Man, what a soap opera.
The fetch.
They have been together since before WrestleMania. Remember when they did the draft last year? that they had been dating a little bit before that, and Paige was having some issues, as we all know. And when the draft happened, Alberto went to Raw, Paige stayed on SmackDown, and actually Alberto said, "We got to break up because we won't ever see each other." And she's devastated. She is just totally devastated. Then everything else that has happened over the year with Alberto El Patron or Del Rio, whichever way you want to call him, leaving the company again, not under the best of terms. I think he is actually suspended for a while. Paige has been suspended more than once for the health and wellness policy. I guess they have gotten it all together and they decided to get married, even after the video came out with piece of garbage. And but, you know, more power to them. And I still say Paige is going to get released from WWE, and she's going to wind up at Impact. Coming up in our next segment of Turnbuckle Trash, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in the WWE. But if you're a fan of ROH, if you're a fan of Impact, and maybe if you're a fan of Lucha Underground, we got some good stuff for you too. Just go to the next segment. It's on Turnbuckle Trash.